Let's go over now to Angela listening in Utah. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Patrick. How are you?
I am well, thank you.
So I had a comment. I'm actually a millennial, but I'm Hispanic as well. And I had lots of questions about all these Hispanic traditions that I see, especially my in-laws do, and just different parishes do. And I have to give James some credit because it's true. There are some traditions that they do that I've even asked myself, are they even Catholic to these people? Cultural. And
like what, for example?
For example, celebrating posadas. Have you heard of those, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Those are, but some other ones that are, for example, January 6th, they do gifts on January 6th.
The kings.
Because of the wise men, right? Yeah. Well,
let me jump in. I'll give you some background. Okay. Las Posadas, that is a beautiful ancient custom that commemorates the Holy Family going from inn to inn and not finding room at the inn. You know, Mary was ready to give birth to baby Jesus, and they had gone to Bethlehem for the census, and they didn't have family there. They didn't know anybody there. And so they were turned away from all these different inns. So I find that to be a very beautiful custom. I participated in that when I was a kid, in the going from door to door, the different homes representing the inns that would say there's no room here for baby Jesus. It's a way of kind of living out or dramatizing that gospel passage. And then the second one you mentioned, the Feast of the Three Kings, that too, that's a noble custom. It dates way back into antiquity, where instead of the Santa Claus motif, which can be understood rightly as in connection with St. Nicholas, who was one of the bishops at the First Nicene Council in 325, he fought against the Arians. And he himself, as a bishop, he was known to give gifts to people. In one case, maybe the most famous case, there were two or three daughters whose family was poor, and there was great concern that they would have to resort to prostitution in order to stay alive. And so he came in the middle of the night, and he put money, gold coins, for example, in their shoes. He kind of like a Santa Claus. He came and he put the money in their shoes so that they would find the next morning that they had the money to, you know, to live a virtuous life and not resort to vice. So at least that's the story that's told about him. So the Feast of the Three Kings also commemorates those three wise men, we call them the Magi, who came to baby Jesus in the manger. Now, perhaps you already know all these things, Angela, but I'm just going through these details to say these are actually very good customs, and they're a way for Catholics and others to think about and enter into these biblical teachings by reenacting them, kind of like how we have a manger scene with the angels and the ox and the cow and, you know, Jesus and Mary and baby Jesus. It's a way of thinking about these biblical themes by visualizing them, if that makes sense. So those two that you just mentioned, I would say those are good customs. I am aware of some that are not so good.
I can't remember other ones, but the point is that I understand, like, where he's coming from, because sometimes they don't, not everybody, but most of people, they don't even know how to, like, read the Bible or how to, like, follow it, but they do know how to do all these customary things. And I think that's where he's coming from. Is like they're doing all these like rituals. They're doing all these things, and but they don't understand like the history. You know, like it just goes one ear and out the other. You know, like they don't understand the history.
It's kind of like the old saying: majoring in the minors and minoring in the majors. Yeah. You know, maybe the emphasis is not exactly where it should be. But I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Patrick.
Thank you, Angela. Great to talk to you. Okay, more right after this. I'll be right back.